Well, I am a military brat. We are a military family. My dad's been in the armed forces for a lot of years. And so I traveled as a military brat, and I understood sort of the resilience of those kids and how they have to change friends all the time and always moving to different places. And so the idea was actually a cartoon that I came up with a few years ago, and I was trying to pitch to Nickelodeon and got a little interest, but not much. And over the years, I've developed it more, and we came up with the villain Cyberbully, and we decided to make it an anti-bully book and to kind of use the military brats as our superheroes because they are very resilient kids. And so we thought they'd be good role models to teach other kids how to be strong.
Gwen, did you see some of these ideas and go, I didn't know you went through that?
Yes, I did. And after the cartoon, really didn't go, she'd say, how about a book? I say, that's doable. Let's do it, you know.
What kind of interest was generated when you started pitching the book?
Well, actually, our publisher in North Carolina, Shiloh Burnham of Peak City Publishing, you know, she was the only one. She was the first bite, and we kind of waited to see if maybe, you know, somebody else would show some interest. But she seemed so enthusiastic about the idea. She seemed to really see my vision, and she really didn't understand why they hadn't brought some attention to the military children before now. And so she just really saw the vision, and I just decided, you know what, sometimes it's better to go with this, you know, somebody that is maybe a smaller publisher, mm-hmm. but she really shares our vision and our passion.
Where does the issue of bullying sit with military children? Is that a special problem?
It is. We've teamed up with Blue Star Families, and they really assist military families in needs, and they have a military kids program, and they were interested in our book because of that reason, because mm-hmm. the cyberbullying is becoming a big deal, because they're always the new kid. Often some of these kids travel 8 or 9 times before they're 15, and so being the new kid, you're kind of subject to bullying and, you know, just being the outsider, the outcast, and they work through it, though. They're strong, and so, you know, some of these other kids, some other kids that aren't military kids, they're going through that, and I think that they were just the perfect role model to sort of relay that message, like, look, you can, it's okay. You can stand up. You can be strong. You can, you know, find strength in numbers, right. And you can get through it.
Are you in this book?
My son is in this book, actually. His name is Soldier in real life. And everybody's like, is that on his birth certificate? And I'm like, yeah, it is. So just he fit the bill. His little name was cute, is to be a part of the military brats. He's actually the younger brother of one of the official military brats. There's 5 main characters in the book.
Well, tell us about the characters and tell us about their superpowers.
Yes, they're actually, and we've kind of constructed the book so that maybe they have superpowers, but it's a real thing. And their superpower is positive energy, which is something that any kid can find within themselves. And, you know, all of our characters are diverse. They're musical, they're a band. So through their talents, they come across a villain called Cyberbully. And he's actually, you know, we've contained him as a supernatural character to kind of put a face to the problem and to make it, you know, the kids can kind of wrap their mind around that a little better. And we've made sure that they're all diverse. They're not the expected diversity. I mean, we have, you know, African-American character that's from London, and we have a Jamaican character that's also Asian, but he wears dreadlocks, you know, and then we have a Caucasian character, and we have a Spanish character. It's just so that all kids can sort of see themselves within the story, and through their talents, like I said, they discovered that, you know, they thought they were just making music, but now they're on a mission to destroy the evil villain Cyberbully and to promote positive energy throughout the world and show other kids that they're superheroes too.
Are you seeing some of the same problems your son is going through that you might have gone through?
Well, he talks about it. You know, he talks about he himself, thank God, has not had any problems. He's a pretty well-liked kid, but he talks about some of the problems that other kids go through. And, you know, I always tell him to just try to be friends with everybody, even if you are the popular kid. Try to include kids that aren't, you know, necessarily the popular kid, and bring them into your little crew and make them feel comfortable. And he's really good about that. So he does talk about it. They have counselors that come into their classrooms every week, you know, and just make sure that the problem is at a minimum at their school.
There's been an awful lot of attention being paid lately in the last few years to bullying. Do you see it getting better through his eyes?
See it getting worse, actually.
Really?
Yes, and that's sort of where the book you know, the where we started developing the character of Cyberbully, just because we've seen it getting worse. I watched the documentary Bully, and some of the parents that are in that story, their son committed suicide at the age of 11, Ty Smalley, and I've been speaking with them about doing events in Texas and schools, you know, to try to get the word out there, because even though they've visited over 800 schools and, you know, they've really made a big difference, but even those parents, that dad is like, I still feel like I haven't done enough because the school year's about to start and I don't want to hear another story about a child that committed suicide or something because of bullying. So, you know, it's getting worse, but that's why we feel like there needs to be
more done. Yeah.
Yeah, something. You know, there's a lot of campaigns about bullying, and the message is about, you know, stand up, be strong, but sometimes you kind of got to take them by the hand and show them how to be strong. Right. You know, that's the hard part.
Did you see this problem happening when she was young and in school?
Yeah, she a little bit, but she was the kind that stood up for herself.
So she was a superhero to begin with.
Yeah, she was a superhero. And then she was standing up for other kids as well, you know. And she was a leader and a student in school. And so she didn't really have much of a problem. Once they attacked her, she attacked back.
Well, is that something that you took, that experience of maybe standing up for other people? Is that where, you know what, we should make a book about this?
Yeah, it definitely. And also through Facebook, you know, some of my old friends from middle school and high school, they still keep in contact with me. And they tell me, you know, you were always kind of comfortable in your skin, but you never mistreated me. If I didn't have lunch money for school, you'd share yours with me, and you never made me feel bad about it. And it carries on through their adulthood. And I just thought, you know, well, maybe that's my purpose. You know, I'm an actress and I'm a singer, but everybody has a true purpose to what they do. So maybe that's where I need to go with it. And so it just kind of put me back into, it brought me back to the military brats. It brought me back to, you know, how can we develop this story so that it's more than just a children's book and that it can actually make a difference, you know. And we're also using our book to bring money, to help build money for the military families in need as well. So as we sell our book, we'll be donating to Blue Star Families, Operation Home Front, you know, just kind of lead by example, you know, not just say be a friend. Our slogan is be a friend, not the enemy, but just kind of show how the military brats is trying to be a friend.
Go back to the experience of being a military brat in school. Is that something where you kids all stuck together? You knew the military kids?
Yeah, we did. We still do. We have our own little group on Facebook. So, yeah, we did. And it's such a special life. Yeah. You know, you get to see the world and just experience so much as a military brat. So it is. It's a special bond that we all have.
Where'd you live?
I was born in Germany, and I lived in Incirlik, Turkey, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and then throughout living over there, we traveled all over Europe, you know, I saw so much of the world over there. In Austin, Texas, we were stationed there for a while, but I did most of my traveling overseas, actually.
Is it comfortable collaborating with family?
Yes, we've always been together. We've always been together in entertainment. We started a production company called Silver Shadow Productions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether we're working on music or screenplays or a book, it's always been the two of us.
Yeah.
Are there any plans for a future book, or are you just going to do one at a time here?
Well, I hope that, you know, the kids really like the story. We're hoping that it can be a series. We have about 7 other stories ready. So just in case. And we're hoping to develop it into a cartoon. I think it'd be a really good thing to have an anti-bullying cartoon on the air. So,
are you thinking of taking any materials you have, or maybe doing any kind of presentations in schools as you travel around?
Yes. We're setting that up now. We have Raising Cane's in Dallas who wants to sponsor our anti-bullying event. Our event is called Eat Lunch with Your Enemy. So we're hoping that, you know, we can get people like Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane's and, you know, all these companies involved that can sponsor food for the schools, and we'll hold an event. And it's just basically to encourage kids to interact with each other and maybe not sit with your friend for this event. Sit with someone you don't know and share some ideas and make new friends. And it kind of, you know, just gets kids in the mindset. Sometimes they just don't have the social skills. Especially in elementary school. It's like, oh, they look weird. I don't want to be their friend. They don't understand that weirdo can be your best friend in the world. Yeah. You know, you may share some interest with that person. So that's what we're trying to encourage with our events.
Have you gotten any initial reaction to the book?
Yes, we've gotten a lot, actually. We started off in Colorado because we were going to the film festival in Vail. So we said, you know, we'll just start putting the word out here. So we have posters in Peterson at Peterson Air Force Base up in their library. They're also sending all of our information to San Antonio, which is their hub for all the military-based libraries. So we're hoping that we'll get some more interest. And we've already started doing events with Blue Star families. Mm-hmm. We were in Louisiana, in Bossier City, Louisiana, at Cope Middle School, and it was a Purple Up Day for military kids. So we were honorary guests there. Right. So we've actually gotten a lot of attention. We have, especially from the military, just because there's nothing out there that represents those kids. Right. So
any kind of official attention, or is it just military families talking to each other?
Well, it's actually, well, Blue Star families is officially partnering with us, and the Air Force Base is definitely going to carry the book. So we have a lot of buzz going right now. Everybody's just waiting for the book, so it'll actually be out in a couple of weeks. So they're waiting on that, and it's been a lot so far to not actually have the book out thus far. We've gotten a lot of Twitter attention, a lot of people that are adding us to like book review lists and, you know, anti-bullying campaign lists, and we see that people are trying to jump on board with us and really get our message out because they like the concept. They like the concept of the military brats and the anti-bullying, the cyberbullying aspect of it, and the fact that we're raising money for military. So people are interested for different reasons.
And we want the kids to know that if you stand up in numbers, because sometimes they're afraid to stand up alone, that, you know, you can... The bully will back down, but you have to stand up in numbers when you see the bully in half.
And it doesn't always have to be, you know, about violence or anything. Sometimes just seeing the strength in your eyes is enough to say, okay, that's not the one I can mess with.